And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the continuation of the series, Have the Faith of God. Our scripture verse has been Mark chapter 11, verse 22 in the Geneva version of the Bible. And it reads, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Have the faith of God." Now the faith of God, friend, as we've discovered, consists of three components. We discussed the very first in the last episode, which is heart conviction. Speaking of Abraham, the Bible in Romans 4, 20 through 21 says that he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Now pay attention to verse 21. The Bible says, "And Abraham, being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform." So faith is you being fully convinced in your heart that God is able and faithful to do what he promised to do for you. However, heart conviction is just one aspect of faith. There are yet two other components of faith. Discover what the second one is in today's broadcast. Be blessed as you listen.
Have the faith of God, part 5. Hallelujah. Told you that the faith of God is the faith that God wants us to operate in. It is a realm in which you have absolute confidence and faith in God, and you have zero unbelief, zero doubt, zero fear. Believe it or not, it is possible that you can exist without having doubt or fear at all. That is the realm God wants us to be. The faith of God. When you have the faith of God, nothing will be impossible to you. All things will be possible to you. And I said that to have the faith of God, you must have a vibrant relationship with God. Galatians 5:6 said that faith works through love. If you want to try to operate faith without pursuing intimacy with God, you will be like a bird that wants to fly without air, or a fish that wants to swim without water. Love is the environment in which faith thrives. You can't use faith as a formula. Name it, claim it. It's beyond that. For your faith to be powerful, you must have a strong love relationship with God. You must continue to pursue him in the room of prayer and fasting, in the study of the word, as well as in a lifestyle of worship. And last time I was here, we began to discuss that there are three components to faith. Three components. Unless the your faith has these three components, it is not really faith. It's not complete and it will not work for you. I gave the analogy. I said chemistry helps us understand that water is composed of two atoms of hydrogen, one oxygen. That's why we have H2O. If any one of those atoms is missing, then it's no longer water. In the same way, for faith to really be genuine faith, these three components must be present. And by the time we go through this study, you begin to understand why sometimes you believe in God, but it's not working. Maybe your faith is lacking in one of these areas. As you make the adjustment, I promise you, faith works 100% of the time. If you read the Gospels, faith is never denied. If you have faith in God, he will do that which you desire of him to do. And so, but your faith must have the three components. The first component, we said, was heart conviction. Say after me, say heart conviction. I said you must be fully convinced, without any shadow of doubt, that what God promised, He is able and he is faithful to do it. We saw the case of Father Abraham. Sometimes we think we are convinced, but in reality, we are not fully convinced. We saw the case of Father Abraham. How that when God gave him the promise in Genesis chapter 12, he was convinced but not fully convinced. We followed his line all the way to Genesis 17. It was until he got to Genesis 17, fully manifesting in Genesis 18, that we saw that Father Abraham was fully convinced. And immediately he was fully convinced, the Bible tells us within 1 year, what he had been trusting God for 25 years was delivered to him. And I say the same thing to somebody here. As you engage this message of faith, what you have been trusting the Lord for many, many years will be released to you before the end of this year in Jesus' name. If you believe, say amen. And last week, thank God, Pastor Tolu told us how you can get from the point of just being convinced to being fully convinced. Now, today, without wasting any time, let's go to the second component of faith. The second component of faith, if you are taking notes, is this: your mouth confession. Someone say your mouth confession. Let's go to Mark 11, our text for the study. Verse 22, it reads, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God.'" The Geneva translation says, "Have the faith of God." 23 says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain," Jesus said, whoever says, not whoever just thinks in his heart that I know God can move this mountain. No, Jesus said, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Not he will have whatever he is convinced of is in heart alone, but he will have whatever he says. So people of God, faith is more than heart conviction. Faith is mouth confession. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believes, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Many of us, we believe or we claim that we believe God. But the reason why we have not been seeing results is because we have not been saying what we have believed in our heart. Jesus said, not only should you believe it in your heart, but you must say it out loud with your mouth. With the heart, you believe. You are fully convinced. But with the mouth, you make confession until salvation. You make confession until the full manifestation of what God has promised you comes to pass. Isaiah 62, verse 6, the second part says, "You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. Give him no rest until he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth." So faith keeps saying what God has promised until God does it. That's why 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke." If you truly are persuaded in your heart that what God promised you, God will do it, you will say it out of your mouth. You will speak. You will not keep silent. You will say that thing that you believe. He says, "I believe, therefore I spoke." We also believe and therefore speak. So faith isn't just about you being persuaded in your heart. Faith is about you prophesying out of your mouth the thing that God has promised you. Listen to this. Mouth confession is a very crucial component of faith. And without mouth confession, your faith is incomplete and your faith is impotent. And that explains why a lot of us, the things we claim we believe in our heart, what God has promised, the reason why it's not happening yet is because we are not speaking. Because, listen to this, people of God. God is not ready to perform his word to you until you are ready to speak it out of your mouth. Until you are ready to say it, God will not do it. That is why a wise person once said, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. No matter how colorful the destiny God has revealed to you, if you are not saying it, God is not ready to perform it. The Lord told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1, verse 11. The Bible tells us the word of the Lord came to me, that is to Jeremiah, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? What do you see? I'm asking you to, what do you see about your future? What do you see about your children? Nobody will see bad things. Nobody will see bad things. But he didn't stop there. Jeremiah now said, he said, and I said. He didn't just keep it to his heart. He said, I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. And then after Jeremiah said, God said, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. The moment you begin to speak that word out of your mouth, I will not be poor, I will be rich. I will not be the tail, I will be the head. I will not be barren, I'll be fruitful. I will not be sick, I will be well. The moment you begin to say what you believe, say it with your mouth, God is ready to perform it.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end it all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.